Zhang Fu, The Organ Systems of Traditional Chinese Medicine by Jeremy Ross. Chapter 7, Shen and Pang Wang. Pang Wang, functions. There is a very close relationship between Shen and its paired Fu, Pang Wang. The latter receives, stores, and transforms fluids prior to their excretion from the body as urine. The fluid received by Pang Wang is an impure fraction received by Shen from Fei and from Xiao Chang and Da Chang. The ability of Pang Wang to retain and transform the fluids depends on Shen Qi and especially on Shen Yang. If these are deficient, Pang Wang cannot properly retain the fluids and there may be enuresis, incontinence, etc. Alternatively, there may be difficulty in urination with retention of urine. Since the primary function of Sanjiao is Jin Ye, movement and metabolism, there is a functional link between Pang Wang and the lower Jiao especially. If there is a failure of the function of Sanjiao to allow free movement of Jin Ye, for example, if the water passages become obstructed, damp may accumulate, and on stagnation, may become damp heat. This may be aggravated if there is also depression of Guan Qi, and if there is heat, especially damp heat, in Gang and Dang channels. Also, if Xing fire moves downwards into Xiao Chang, this heat can move into Pang Wang, giving a pathological link between Pang Wang, Xiao Chang, and Xing. Hence, via the metabolism and movement of Jin Ye, Pang Wang is linked in physiology and pathology with all the other Zhang Fu. Patterns of disharmony. The most important pattern is that of damp heat in Pang Wang, which is sometimes divided into various subcategories. Some texts also list the category of deficient Pang Wang Qi, but this has already been dealt with in this book under the heading of deficient Shen Yang. Damp heat in Pang Wang. Signs. Signs will vary depending on whether the pattern is based on deficiency or excess, on which Zhang Fu disharmonies predominate, and on the preponderance of heat or cold, deficient yin or deficient yang in the particular patient. For example, if the damp condenses to phlegm, the action of heat on the phlegm may give rise to stones. Generally, there may be cloudy urine, perhaps with blood or stones. Urination may be frequent, difficult, urgent, or painful. There may be signs of heat such as thirst, fever, rapid pulse, and red tongue with yellow coat. And there may be signs of damp, such as slippery pulse and greasy tongue coat. Origins. As shown in Figure 7.4, depression of Guan Qi, deficient Sanjiao, deficient Fei Qi, deficient Pingyang, or invasion of external cold and damp may originate stagnation of damp. Deficient Shen Qi may interact with deficient Fei Qi as described above. Deficient Shen Yang may contribute to deficient Pingyang and may facilitate the invasion of external cold and damp. Chronic retention of cold and damp in the lower jiao can eventually injure Shen Yang, just as long-term retention of damp heat can injure Shen Yin. Depression of Gan Qi may give rise to Gan fire, and emotional disturbance may originate or aggravate Gan and Xing fire, and also deficient Shen, Gan, and Xing Yin. The resultant heat may then move downwards to affect Pang Wang, originating or aggravating the condition of damp heat. Treatment. The principle of treatment is to spread Pang Wang Qi, clearing damp heat from the lower jiao, and to treat any additional disharmonies. The method of treatment may be reducing method, even method, or reinforcing method, depending on the situation and on the point used. Shen Shu, bladder 23, strengthens Shen and regulates the passage of water, especially in the lower jaw. Pang Guan Shu, bladder 28, strengthens Pang Guan and disperses the qi of the lower jaw. Chun Qi, Ren 3, alarm point of Pang Guan and intersection of the three leg yin channels with Ren channel. Disperses damp heat in lower jaw. Sang Yin Jiao, which is spleen 6, regulates Shen and Gang and strengthen Pi. Yin Ling Quan, spleen 9, disperses stagnation in the lower jaw, especially of damp heat. All these points clear damp and heat from Pang Guang and the lower jaw. In the case of a predominantly excess condition, these points would be used with reducing or even method. Common disease patterns. In this pattern of damp heat in Pang Guang are included cystitis, prostatitis, bladder stones, and general inflammatory diseases of the bladder and urinary tract.